As we work to create light for others, we naturally light our own way. Mary Ann Rad. What's going on, Shadow Corner fam? It's your friendly neighborhood fluffy ninja, Cyan, also life coach, and welcome to Shadow Corner. It is a lovely December evening and an even wonderful day. I say that because the year is almost over. The tests and trials are almost to a close. And also, we get a chance to actually take the time to reflect. This episode is called the December session. What that means is that this is the point where we take a moment to reflect on what's to come in the last week and what things that we can do to make the following year something special. So to give you a recap of everything that's going on, next week after Christmas, you will be getting consistent episodes from me every single day up until the new year. So that means that there has to be a series behind it. And the name of the series is called, you guessed it, Foundation Building. A lot of us, when it comes down to building a foundation, we think we know what it is, but we just have the footnotes of what a foundation is. So when you think of a foundation, you have to think about what it is that you are trying to build. It always starts, everything always starts with an idea. And you have to look at it as one of the many building blocks of your, whether it be your career, whether it be your actual footnote for your own personal life. There are steps that you can take and steps that you're going to be approaching that may seem like it's hard. Others will be about as easy as walking or learning how to walk again. And I just want to make sure that you're prepared for what this year has for you. So with this three-part series, I'll be giving you the gems of how I rebuilt and how I came to the notion of rebuilding my foundation and what things helped me during that time. Now, foundation building is not easy, and I can't give you all of it in three episodes, but I can give you tips within those three episodes, because what I'm giving you, they are bite-sized versions of the big picture, because foundation building isn't just three-parters. There's so much more to it than that, and I want to make sure that you get every single bit. So first part of our foundation building, we'll be talking about the introduction. We'll go over what it is, a foundation, what does it take to build one, what are some steps that you can do to actually get the ground running and tilling the soil of where you're trying to go. The next episode, we'll be talking about tackling the pitfalls, the curveballs, and even the distractions that keep you from building your foundation. I feel the need to put this second episode at the utmost importance because I realize that a lot of people say easier said than done. They say that phrase a lot, and they're right. It is easier said than done to be able to get on the right path on eating habits, or get on the right path of quitting cigarettes, or getting on the path of quitting something or putting something away or closing a chapter in your life that you no longer need. And I get it. Not everybody has the gumption, or in this case, sorry, not everybody has the strength to do that. But here's why I'm here. I'm here to help you be your cheerleader, to help you out as much as I can, and as well as give you tidbits from my story. Throughout this whole season one, I've told you about things that happened in my life that gave me the result and how spirit has helped me to configure what the meaning of wisdom is, how to get over these emotional humps, whether it be anxiety or overthinking and chasing past shadows. We've talked about a lot of things in this first season, and I am extremely grateful for my following base as well as the people that are just tuning in. If you are new to Shadow Corner, please make sure that you are liking, saving this on your app, on your Apple Podcast list, that you're putting in your Spotify, because we out you. We out you real deep. And I want to make sure that you have all these nuggets, because you're not going to get them you're not going to get them anywhere without it costing you. So, and I know that jumping back to the topic, a lot of people say it's easier said than done because words have power and they may lay the foundation, but you have to be able to put the nail to it. And sometimes you're going to have distractions like your own life or someone you care about passes away, or in some case, shape or form, you drop out of school, or there's a list of problems that could go under the distraction category and curveball category and pitfall. But the main key in this is to let you understand that you can make it and you can redirect that energy that you're confining in this one space into another compartment. And the last one, I'll be talking about future dreams, different ways to make sure that you keep your stepping stone in making your future, your career, and whatever you're striving for into concrete magic. And I know that it took me, I started Shadow Corner on TikTok in 2020, 2021. And I didn't think that it was going to be this big or even this huge right now, but it is. It's a big deal. And that's a flex. So what I want to share with you about future building in a short, at least in this part of the podcast review before the series, I want you to have your eyes closed, your ears open to possibilities and open and other perspectives. And I want to understand that this is not anybody attacking you. This is not anybody trying to call you out on your stuff. This is just being straightforward and to the point from the things that not only that I have seen personally, but things that I don't know if we're aware of or we don't address. So it may not sit right with some people, but that's okay. This is a safe space. And I do the best that I can to make sure that I hold space for you. So there is that. We also have newsworthy for Shadow Corner. We will be featured in a book called The Perspectives on Cancer, Strength and Resilience. The date is inconclusive right now, but it will be in 2024. I am extremely excited because this is something that is near and dear to me because it talks about my journey with my aunt as well as my mom's. So when I wrote the book or I wrote the page in the book, I wasn't just speaking on behalf of me. I was speaking on behalf of like my mom and what other emotions that she could be feeling. Even though we couldn't put all the whole story at once, at least we were able to give others a little sneak preview of what it was like to be the caregiver. And I'm hoping that you all go out and buy it. As soon as we know like an official date, I'll let you guys know. But otherwise, I am extremely blessed and thankful for that. I would also like to take a moment to reflect on one of my favorite episodes, actually. It's called Chasing Past Shadows. That episode and the overextended and burnt out, that was also one of my favorites. But the past shadows for me hit differently because I always end up telling friends and telling those that I meet that have all this baggage that they carry. Are you going to carry that into the new year? Because if you are, you're going to miss your bag and you're going to miss your bus and you're going to miss that transportation, that job or anything else that's going to catapult you to the future that you deserve. And like I said, I can't tell y'all anything that I don't already do. I usually have to do, when it comes to friends, I do like a evaluation, if you will. This evaluation gives me a chance to actually see where I need to improve as a friend. And also it puts it in perspective if there's something that me personally that I see where like we can grow in our relationship or wherever case may be, I personally look at that. And then if there's anything that my friends have to me, that evaluation is vice versa. I always try to strengthen the cords of the friendships that I have because like any tribe, everyone plays big or small, they play a role in my life. And honestly, I wouldn't be anywhere without my friends. There have been plenty of days where I sat here and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm supposed to feed to these people. But yet it's like, I feel like I'm so empty right now. And I've had one of my friends, Mariah, shout out to you, that has always been one of my greatest teachers, as well as greatest friends. My friend Kim, she is a fellow Virgo. She tells it like it is and she doesn't care, as well as my friend Tia. They both keep me straight. Without these people, I would not be the woman that you hear every time Shadow Corner is playing or anytime I have to record. So I always, for me personally, try to make sure that I nurture those types of relationships and I don't keep baggage with me when I walk to my future. And I think that's that should be like a requirement for all of us. Holding past things over people's heads, making them, what is it, try to actually give you an apology that you don't need anymore, and yet you still keep that baggage. That's just another way of keeping or holding on to the past, if that makes any sense. I've always looked at it as, I forgive you, but understand that you've lost privileges to me. And I look at it as, anybody that's ever stopped investing their time in you, stop putting in the work to actually be a friend, I don't look at them differently. I just send them on their way so I won't be a hindrance to them. And it's funny to me in Past Shadows, because that was one of those episodes that hurt me because I hated to have to say it, because it was something that I was afraid to say. I never really had much of a voice growing up. I either had to listen and stay silent or just let things slide all the time. But the fact that I actually have a voice now, and I think about the baggage that I carried this year and how much I've grown and how much I've given myself a chance to actually exist and take up space, I will actually say I'm proud of me. I'm proud of how far I've come. I'm proud of how Shadow Corner is coming and what it will do in other people's lives. And speaking of other people's lives, season 2 of Shadow Corner is going to be featuring guests. If you would like to be a guest on Shadow Corner, then please do not hesitate to email me and I will get back to you as soon as possible when we start our recording. Keep in mind, we will be out of commission for about 5 or 6 months and then we'll jump back in it. But otherwise, I would love to hear from you. I would also like to start receiving letters from you guys to find out who all is listening to my podcast. So that way I know exactly where around the world is being heard. I think I saw once in my stats, it said something about someone in Russia that's listening to my podcast. I thought it was sick. But what I just came on to tell you guys was that, and also to introduce another podcast that's going to be replacing Shadow Corner while that's going on break. It is called Pixel Sisters. Pixel Sisters is going to be a podcast strictly on gaming, as well as the history of gaming, as well as the history of certain game systems. And I'll be joined with my co-host, Tatiana Rauch. And me and her will go and be going head to toe on gaming when we do Twitch and all the good stuff. And it'll also be connected with the Blurred Syndicate. If you do not know who the Blurred Syndicate is, we are a syndicate of Black gamers, Afrocentric gamers, all the above. There is no just one race that hangs out in this group. We all are one big family by our fearless leader, Sensei. And if you would love to look at any of our stuff, make sure you head over to theblurredsyndicate.com, as well as check out our YouTube channel, The Blurred Syndicate, and our TikTok, The Blurred Syndicate. But that podcast is going to replace Shadow Corner for a while, and then we will resume Shadow Corner after the 5 or 6 months. I hope that the Foundation series helps you well, and our very last episode is going to be on the 31st of December, and I'm excited because I get a chance to actually give you my reflections of the new year and what I think about it, as well as what do I see in the future for Shadow Corner and more stuff. But I just wanted to give you guys an update and to let you know that I will see you next week. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. I hope you did all your shopping, because I'm slacking here. I'm still trying to finish all my shopping. But I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and that you're out here doing all the things and that you have a great evening. Okay. See y'all after Christmas.